Refineries are expanding because they struck oil, and it's not far away.
Oh, Canada, our home.
That's right. It's from Canada.
Phil here. Can I help you?
Phil Flynn analyzes energy markets for Aileron Trading. Flynn says Canada's secret is oil pulled from tar sands.
If you look at the oil that's in the oil sands in Canada, you know, some experts estimate that there's more oil in the oil sands than there is under Saudi Arabia. And, you know, to be honest with you, the reason why we haven't tapped it earlier, it's just been a very expensive process to do.
But technology has made tar sand oil competitive with lighter crude from the Mideast and elsewhere. Flynn says there is a downside to Canadian tar sand oil. It's heavier, it's dirtier, and it creates more refinery pollution. But he says the market wants it anyway.
You know, we want abundant supplies. We want to be able to pull up at the pump, you know, pay $1.50 a gallon and drive home happily. But guess what? It doesn't work that way in the real world. Believe me, if the prices get high enough, I think even the environmentalists will be open to more negotiations.
Actually, Phil Flynn is wrong on that. Environmentalists are not willing to negotiate on new refinery pollution. Last year, green groups in Chicago and Northwest Indiana were outraged by plans to expand a BP refinery on Lake Michigan. That BP plant will use new Canadian crude. A new permit allowed it to dump more ammonia and suspended solids, in other words, more pollution, into Lake Michigan. Environmentalists and politicians argued with regulators. Then they hit the airwaves.
This is a clean water alert. BP Amoco has announced plans to expand an Indiana refinery to process thick crude oil.
I think that really tapped a public sentiment of we're going in the wrong direction.
Howard Lerner directs the Environmental Law and Policy Center. Lerner considers last year's effort a success.
Ultimately, BP was forced to back off, and BP is now committed to no net increase in water pollution.
That fight against BP's refinery expansion plan in Indiana was not isolated. Michigan activists fought a similar refinery expansion plan in Detroit. Eventually, Marathon Oil agreed to keep water and air pollution near present levels at that refinery. Now, groups across the Midwest want to repeat these performances. Altogether, they're taking on expansions at 10 refineries, from South Dakota to Ohio, plus another in Ontario. Lerner says each could increase water and air pollution.
So with these oil refineries having such a major environmental footprint in our region, we want to make sure that they are doing absolutely best state-of-the-art pollution control technology at the beginning, rather than later having to come back and say, oh, wait a minute, we somehow missed the boat here, and we got to get it fixed up. That's not going to fly.
Lerner says there does not have to be a trade-off between more pollution and higher gas prices.
Companies like BP, ConocoPhillips, Murphy Oil, and Marathon are making billions of dollars in profits. They can take and invest some of those profits, not on doing their plants in ways that increase pollution, but in ways that reduce pollution.
But can we cut pollution and keep gas prices level? Some economists doubt it. Lynn Kiesling teaches at Northwestern University.
Regardless of your perception of corporate profits, there is a fundamental trade-off between environmental quality and increasing our refinery production.
Kiesling says when refineries invest in pollution control, consumers ultimately foot the bill. And she says drivers are to blame. Over time, we buy more gasoline, even when prices rise. So oil companies are just trying to meet our demand with new, dirtier oil. Environmental groups have preached about getting out of our cars for years, but they've been losing that battle. They say all they can do now is to fight the air and water pollution that comes with dirtier oil. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.